This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five topics in about 10 minutes for December 17th. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number five today, Obamacare unconstitutional. Federal Judge Reed O'Connor in Fort Worth, Texas, on Friday night after the close of business, declared the Affordable Care Act unconstitutional. This kind of throws into question what exactly is going to happen as far as your health care needs and mine in 2019. This ruling really wasn't a surprise to anyone with good reading comprehension, because the Constitution of the United States doesn't give Congress the power to force you and me to buy a product or service. And that's exactly what the Affordable Care Act did. Back in 2012, it was challenged at the Supreme Court. Chief Justice John Roberts, newly appointed by conservative President George W. Bush, was the swing vote in the decision that saved Obamacare. He decided that because there was a penalty attached to Obamacare, it qualified as a tax under the purposes of the law. Well, last year, the Republican-led Congress threw out the individual mandate, so there's no penalty if you choose not to sign up through one of the healthcare exchanges. Judge O'Connor ruled that without the penalty, it no longer qualified as a tax, and since you can't separate the law from the mandate, the entire law was now unconstitutional. This ruling is certain to be appealed. It will probably go to a circuit court, the Fifth Circuit Court, which, as I understand, is the most conservative circuit court in the country. If they uphold Judge O'Connor's ruling, it will likely be appealed to the Supreme Court. Now, both Republican and Democratic senators contacted by the media over the weekend said they don't expect Judge O'Connor's ruling to stand up, which says something about the Republicans in the House and Senate right now. Republicans are afraid that there are enough people out there who like some of the provisions of Obamacare, like being able to pay for your kids' insurance until they're 26 years old, that overturning it altogether might be politically risky. We shall see what this does. President Trump took to Twitter on Friday night to praise Judge O'Connor's ruling and calling on the incoming Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to pass some meaningful health care reform legislation. The chances of legislation that both parties can agree on, essentially zero. Meanwhile, Obamacare remains in effect until all the legal challenges have been completed. Topic number four, obstruction by Mueller. The Justice Department's internal watchdog, the Inspector General, revealed Thursday that Special Counsel Robert Mueller scrubbed all of the data from FBI agent Peter Strzok's iPhone. Now, Mueller didn't do it himself, but his office did. This is according to a comprehensive report by the Office of the Inspector General after Peter Strzok was kicked off the special counsel investigation into alleged collusion between Moscow and the Trump presidential campaign. Mueller's records officer scrubbed Strzok's iPhone after determining it contained no substantive text messages. Now, if you've been following the story, you know, of course, that Peter Strzok and his mistress, FBI attorney Lisa Page, exchanged multiple emails expressing their outright hatred for Donald Trump. The messages that have been recovered now from Galaxy S5 phones that they were issued after their iPhones were taken away, covering a gap between December 15th of 2016, May 17th of 2017, reveal 19,000 previously undiscovered emails and text messages. Page texts between just Strzok and Page, that is, and again, revealing their feelings for President Trump. Collusion in this case? Yes, but it's not the collusion that the Never Trumpers think it is. Topic number three. Apparently, some new science, it's been disclosed that boys can have periods too. That's what kids are being taught in Brighton, England. The Telegraph in the UK reporting that school children there in Brighton will be taught that all genders can have periods, and of course, that implies that there are more than just the two that you and I know about, in the sex education classes. This is a victory for activists behind the transgender movement. This advice to teachers approved by the council in Brighton and Hove City there, following a council report that said trans boys and men and non-binary people may have periods, adding that menstruation must be inclusive of all genders. And in a similar effort to demonstrate a commitment to inclusivity, Washington State University here in the U.S. has begun stocking men's bathrooms with free menstrual products. This initiative being tested in three restrooms at the campus in Pullman, Washington. The university is in the process of assessing similar needs at other Washington State University campuses. Watch for this to show up at a college or university near you. Additional changes at Washington State will allow students to choose a name other than their legal name for their official campus ID. This, according to the director of Washington State University Gender Identity / Expression and Sexual Orientation Research or Resource. Taxpayer money going to fund somebody holding that office. Again, we don't hate or fear anybody who expresses the belief that they are a different gender than the one that they were born with. But sadly, there are people in need of love and counseling, not encouragement and reinforcement. And yet we are seeing taxpayer-funded educational institutions that are reinforcing this dysphoria, this morbidity, and it is destroying the creation that God has put in place. Make no mistake about this. Principalities, powers, cosmic rulers of this present darkness behind this effort to deconstruct God's creation. And that leads to topic number two, the death of the Boy Scouts of America. The BSA filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. It's facing dwindling membership. It's dropped from 2.6 million to about 1.8 million over the last 5 years. That's a huge drop, about 30% decline in enrollment. It's also facing escalating costs while suffering from a loss of membership over allegations as to its handling of allegations of sex abuse. Boy Scouts of America, founded in 1910, they say that more than 110 million young men have participated in its educational programs. But in 2013, after years of lobbying by LGBTQ plus activists, the Boy Scouts caved into pressure and admitted openly homosexual scouts and scout masters into the organization. The Church of Latter-day Saints, one of the scouts' biggest supporters, withdrew most of its members. And again, the decline in membership has continued over the last 5 years. We can see the result now of giving in the interest of inclusivity, trying to serve the 3% fringe. Rather than preserving the organization, you wind up with nothing left to preserve. And topic number one, we'll close with a little happier note. Endangered seals in Hawaii are baffling conservationists with poor choices, stuffing eels up their noses. This is serious. I thought this was actually something from The Onion, but this is true. The Honolulu-based Hawaiian Monk Seal Research Program posted a photo to its Facebook page a few weeks ago showing a seal, which looks pretty happy, actually, with about a 2-foot-long eel sticking out of its right nostril. This is the latest in a series of incidents going back to 2012 of researchers and scientists having to extricate eels from the noses of these endangered seals. Charles Littman, who is the lead scientist of the Monk Seal Program in Hawaii, said in 2012 he was awakened to a strange email from one of his field researchers. The subject line read, quote, "Eel in nose," end quote. The email read, "We found a seal with an eel stuck up its nose. Do we have a protocol for that?" Well, no, they didn't. So after consulting, the scientist decided to pull on the eel and removed it from the seal's nostril. Since then, there have been 4 other reported cases, the most recent being the eel in the photo you see behind me. The seals are doing fine after having the eels pulled out of their noses. None of the eels, sadly, survived. But scientists are trying to figure out how the eels are getting up their noses in the first place. You see, when seals dive under the water, their nostrils close. And they're pretty muscular. It would take a lot of effort for something to force its way up in there. And scientists are not sure the eels would have any real incentive to try to force its way up a seal's nose. Which leads to the conclusion that perhaps some juvenile eel started a trend that other eels are trying to emulate because they think it's cool. Scientists, for their part, recognizing that the monk seal is endangered, are pleading with the seals to make better choices. And you thought it was just your kids. Skywatch TV is asking for your help this holiday season. We've outgrown our space. In fact, that's why we're working from Studio 3A here today. We've got the studio booked back at the offices. But 2019, we hope to take the new building that we've acquired for pennies on the dollar and put a studio in it. You can be a part of that growth. We will not go into debt to finance a new studio, but you can be part of our growth. To find out how, check out the website, skywatchtv.com, follow the link, and we appreciate your help and your support. In 2019, we're going back to Israel at a time in history that is so prophetically significant, it's really hard to describe. The Sanhedrin has openly consecrated the altar for a third temple. They don't even have access to the Temple Mount yet, and yet they've got all of the elements in place for temple service. The Kohanim have been selected, and now they're calling on Jews in Israel to sacrifice a lamb for Passover this year, just as the returning exiles did when they came back from Babylon in 538 BC. This is big, and you can be there with us. Our friend Pastor Carl Gallups, Rabbi Zev Perot, and our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Justin Fall and Wes Fall, in May. For more information and to reserve your place on this tour, log on to LipkinTours.com. That's LipkinTours.com. In March, Sharon and I, proud to be part of the group at the Hear the Watchman Conference in Dallas, March 28th through 31st. This will be at the Hilton DFW Lakes Conference Center. For information and to register, log on to HearTheWatchman.com. But wait, there's more. Get a special early bird discount for doing it now and an additional $20 off if you use the promo code Gilbert20. That's Gilbert20. Again, log on to HearTheWatchman.com. We can broadcast on your schedule. All you need to do is add the Skywatch TV channel, Roku or Apple TV, or download the free Skywatch TV mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. Instructions on how to do that posted in the top menu bar at SkywatchTV.com. My website, which includes a link to the weekly Bible study that Sharon and I produce, the Gilbert House Fellowship, you'll find that linked at DerekPGilbert.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.
We've been told that America is a Christian country from its origin, one nation under God. We've been taught that our government is for the people, by the people. But what if it's all been just a grand deception? What if the God, worshipped in secret by government leaders in our nation's capital, is in fact our enemy, and many of our leaders have been venerating him secretly through arcane rituals, setting the scene for the incarnation of this ancient entity?
They used the powerful energy of ninth degree sex magic through which the goddess Babylon herself might appear in human form.
What if everything we thought we knew about this great nation was designed to bring about the greatest conspiracy of all time? A conspiracy for the souls of humanity. What if I told you that America was founded by the darkest elite secret societies, and that there are still powerful remnants, controlling hands in high positions, carrying this torch? Dr. Thomas Horn, William Ramsey, Russ Dizdar.
It's like God ripped open Hell's Kitchen and said, hey, here's some of the sequence of satanic evolution.
Colonel Robert McGinnis, Wes Fall, Carl Teichrib, Justin Fall.
It is the ritual that would ignite the resurrection of the Antichrist.
Belly of the Beast.
Cutting-edge analysis of end times prophecy on the very ground where it all unfolds. It's the Skywatch TV Wars of the Gods Tour of Israel, May 12th through 23rd, 2019, hosted by Derek and Sharon Gilbert. And Pastor Carl Gallups, best-selling author of Gods and Thrones and Gods of Ground Zero, Messianic Rabbi Zev Perot of Messiah of Israel Ministries, and filmmakers Justin and Wes Fall, producers of the Hollow Earth Chronicles. This is a once-in-a-lifetime tour of the Holy Land from Mount Hermon to the Dead Sea. You'll walk in Jesus' footsteps on the battlegrounds of the supernatural war with preaching and teaching along the way. Shiloh, Bethel, Mount Carmel, Nazareth, the Jordan River, the Mount of Olives, Sea of Galilee, the Garden of Gethsemane, and Jerusalem, where the final battle will be fought for God's Mount of Assembly, Zion.
The Skywatch TV Wars of the Gods Tour of Israel. Reserve your place now. For information and registration, log on to LipkinTours.com. That's LipkinTours.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.